Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Pennsylvania officials say the overwhelming majority of mail-in ballots from Tuesday's election have been counted, and now they're moving on to provisional ballots. But as Jen Rehill from member station WLVR reports, high numbers of those votes could further delay the state's results.
At least 100,000 provisional ballots were cast by Pennsylvanians on Election Day. Traditionally, those ballots give people with uncertain eligibility the opportunity to vote on the spot and have their registration verified later. In this election, provisional ballots were also used for people who wanted to switch on November 3rd from a mail-in ballot to an in-person vote. Now, county officials have to review every provisional ballot individually to see if it can be legally included, which will add more time to the state's count. For NPR News, I'm Jen Rehill in Bethlehem.
Police in Philadelphia say two men are in custody there after they were arrested near the convention center where an ongoing vote count could help decide the presidential race. Police say the armed men traveled to the city in a large SUV and did not have permits to carry weapons in the state. The men were arrested after police say they received a tip-off about what may have been an attempt to disrupt the vote count. Police say the silver Hummer had Virginia plates. They say they seized firearms, including a semi-automatic AR-style assault weapon and more than 160 rounds of ammunition. In Nevada, a federal court has again rejected an attempt by the state GOP and the Trump campaign to temporarily halt vote counting there. Latest suit seeking to stop the use of a signature verifying machine. NPR's Layla Fowler reports the judges said the plaintiffs did not provide evidence.
The lawsuit largely hinged around the claims of one voter, Jill Stokey, who said her ballot was stolen, mailed in, and she didn't get to vote. But the Clark County Registrar of Voters said he dealt with her personally, verified her signature, and offered that she challenge it, sign an affidavit, and cast a provisional ballot, but she refused. The judge in the case explained his decision not to pause ballot counting or stop the use of the machines, which would slow down the process. He said there was no evidence or legal showing sufficient to risk disenfranchising scores of other voters over one possibly improperly cast ballot, adding that he believed the voter could have rectified even that. Layla Falden, NPR News, Las Vegas.
The U.S. job market showed strength in October, with employers adding 638,000 non-farm payroll jobs. The unemployment rate fell to 6.9%. Still, the numbers aren't enough to show a rapid turnaround for the millions of Americans who remain out of work due to the coronavirus pandemic. It's also not clear what coming months will bring, with coronavirus cases again spiking across much of the U.S. Despite mixed numbers at the close today, Wall Street has wrapped up its best week since April. The Dow was down 66 points. The Nasdaq closed up 4 points today. The S&P 500 closed down a point. You're listening to NPR News. A federal indictment is accusing an Oregon man of advocating violent jihad in an online Arabic newspaper in support of the terrorist organization ISIS. Federal authorities saying that 31-year-old Hazwan Samir Mothafar was arrested yesterday. Mothafar has pleaded not guilty to 5 charges related to accusations. He edited, produced, and distributed ISIS recruiting materials and propaganda from 2015 through last November. The Food and Drug Administration has approved sales of a blood test that identifies people who have a type of antibody likely to protect them from the coronavirus. As NPR's Richard Harris explains, this kind of test is already in use for research.
The FDA has granted emergency authorization to dozens of antibody tests, which can determine if somebody has previously been infected with a coronavirus. But there's a special class of antibodies called neutralizing antibodies, which are a better gauge of whether someone is likely protected from coronavirus infection. Researchers have developed tests to detect those and use them extensively in research. The tests also identify people who are good candidates for donating convalescent serum. Now the FDA has approved one test for commercial sale during the pandemic. It's made by GenScript USA. The test could be used for tasks such as monitoring vaccine performance once a vaccine is in use. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Retail giant Walmart says it's getting out of Argentina. The company saying the sale of its operations there is part of an effort to restructure international operations. Walmart began business there in 1995 with a single shop in Buenos Aires. It has since expanded to more than 90 locations in the country. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.